This is Site B of tape number three.
Then you have Henry Kissinger. This man was in the KGB. This man is not a doctor of anything. Dr. Kissinger. He's the most vile, evil man around. But somebody gave him some honorary degrees and called him doctor, and you all hang on what he says like it's important. The man can't even speak. The man has no manners. If he comes into a meeting and someone has already sat down in his chair, he will pout and have a tantrum like a baby. And then he may or may not stay for the meeting, depending on how much the intruder grovels. This is what runs your world. Let's go on to another question. Some of them upset me.
I'm trying to find out just what the asteroid scare is all about. I don't believe for a minute that they just got a WAG about protecting the planet.
Something I didn't tell you. You don't think that's possible, do you? As you move into this photon belt, several things happen. And when the prophecies speak of all the stars fell and the sky was no more, obviously the night sky filled with stars are not visible in the daylight hours when the sun is shining. But as these photons congregate, etc., it will be as if the entire of the sky and the star system is falling. So this is anticipated, and ones do not know where those particles are going to end up. And they know that this is going to come into your vision. So what are they going to call it? To put you at rest, that they have it under control. We will send out missiles, we will do whatever, and we'll shoot all these falling stars down. Well, won't that help? Then you can be sure they're going to fall on you. But this is what all this hoopla is about. And you see, something else is as you are pulled, brought closer into the Pleiades cycling orbiting system, you are not seeing planets and stars moving into your system. You hot dog are moving upward into theirs, into higherness, into a more orderly, better, higher expansion, if you will. It's going to be a great day. A lot of you will truly, truly find this delightful.
Is there any possibility of a mass hypnosis persuasion technique being aired through TV?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Constantly. For years.
I don't mean by the programs. Those are bad enough, but through some other means. I ask because of the number of people addicted to TV.
It's all the same. Through the programs, through the music, through everything they do. Subliminal, everything. Colors, everything is geared for purpose to impact you.
Include the news?
But you have to watch the news to know what's going on by what they don't tell you, and just observe. Ones think that they can get away without watching the news. It's depressing. Not if you watch it right. And how would you know if you never turn on the news that there was an earthquake to the south and one to the north? You can learn incredible amounts if you just watch and know what is happening. Once again, just a watch isn't going to do anything. You're going to have to read up and study up so that you know what you're seeing. That's what is meant. The truth will set you free. You cannot be hypnotized unless you allow it.
I don't have the resources to build a shelter for my family, but on the slim chance it occurs, how long should I plan to go underground? Furthermore, what effects will radiated water food have, and when will it be safe to drink or eat surface stuff?
That absolutely depends on what happens and where you are. And for ones who can't really afford anything, I suggest that from your government each year or each couple of years, they update. Now, I don't tell you this, but you can get a manual from your government on how to survive atomic war. And I mean, it's like updated this year. What does that tell you? Why are they inventing all these nice new toys if they never plan to use them? They plan to use them. And there are many things you can do with newspapers. It is impossible to tell without waiting to see what kind of radiation. A hole in the ground is still the best. But it absolutely depends on the location.
Pole shift. How long will this take? And is it a physical movement of the earth or a reversal of the magnetic fields?
No. The magnetic fields reverse and you really don't even notice the difference. Now don't go out there and say, but my compass says. A pole shift happens a lot of times, regularly. And there is, what did I say, a pole or magnetic. And you literally perceive some changes, and there will be other signs and clues. A pole shift is absolutely a physical turning. And that makes a lot of difference. You're going to have it turn. Water seeks its lowest place, and you have floods. And therefore, that which was under the sea would come up.
But Tom, when you say that that it will turn, will it take, is the probability that it will take 5 seconds or 5 weeks or 5 years?
I would guess when it goes, it will go like in 5 seconds. You see, it's already slipping. The Brotherhood has been balancing your pole. Space Command, and this was literally ones from other places in the universe and not Pleiades, because this was somewhere where they could fill a need. And it still came under the command of what we will just refer to as Earth Project. But there was a ring that would look, if you could look from outer space, like a string of pearls, just one right after the other of spacecraft of large size, with nothing but generators focusing energy on both ends of your poles and around your equator. In March, I believe it was, like in 1989 maybe, I can't keep track of your time system, but long about in there, we were required to remove the stabilization, which we were just holding, your fault lines, the San Andreas. And we were granted permission to do that because we needed to establish our thrust here. And the higher order the councils, if you will, make these special dispensations, because there's a great, great force and counterforce at play here that I'm not going to speak of this afternoon. But we needed stability, and we were allowed that. But for, oh, good 3 years, 3.5 years, you've had some isolated stabilization of the fault lines, depending on the level of devastation that could be expected. And you got in there pretty soon your own manual bunch, which I call the adversarial forces, which would try to hold it, stabilize it with their own energy shield or system until it could be pulled off at a more appropriate time. So basically, we of the command were ordered to withdraw our manipulation, if you will, of the fault lines about 3 years ago, and we did that. At the same time, the supporting system of craft around your equator was removed. There was still the ability to help keep the poles as you were going through some of these impacting cycles. And on the chance that you would have atomic energy bursts, which would do something like ignite that radioactive belt, which would put heat. And boy, those ice caps are really going to go then. And the water will throw you so off balance. In fact, you are so off balance that you have already shifted. But you will shift at least another 13 degrees, and that will be instant. And that will be to put out fires, to put out, that's for many reasons. And it will not be that anybody will shift you, it will be a release of the stabilization.
As a naturalized citizen, I take it that my status with the government in regards to constitutional rights is slightly different than native-born citizens, specifically taxes. Can you tell me where I can get info about my status?
Well, it shouldn't be regarding taxes. They will tell you that it is, but taxes are illegal. And if you have become a citizen, then it should be valid, any of the laws in the Constitution. But what you have done is become a citizen of that legislative government instead of basically a citizen of a state. You see, when you take your nationalization oaths, you are nationalizing to this federal government, basically. So yes, it's different. You could also petition, though, on the basis of the fact that if you have been allowed to come here and become a citizen, you should have every right under the Constitution as an equal citizen. The Constitution, unfortunately, used the wrong words and seriously isolate some groups. When you take that 14th Amendment, for instance, and you go back to the original Constitution, there literally was an evil element, and I don't, you know, we can argue it from now until the Earth turns. But already on your place, there was total imperfection, no matter how much help you had. And you had an elite group from England over here writing your constitution, basically, and you have white man's rights. Literally. W-H-I-T-E. So when we talk about needing to do something about your constitution, oh yes, sirree, there needs to be a lot of things done about the Constitution, because when you talk about 14th Amendment citizens, you are talking about white males. And the way the laws are written, you are singled out. You really are. But there is good news for you, bad news for the rest of you. When the emergency regulations come down, it's on everybody, and it doesn't matter what is right, what is wrong. You will abide by what they tell you to do, unlawful or not. And that's why it doesn't do any good to go off and become a citizen of California. When the regulations come down, you will have just set yourself up as a target. You will not get any rights. They can single you out. You stick out like a sore thumb. You won't even be allowed in the soup lines. They will say, you are not a citizen. You didn't pay taxes, out. You made a big thing of it, in fact. And you will be made an example of to the rest of the people. And everybody will wish they hadn't done that. And some of the services that have not been able to see through that yet are doing a great disservice. There are still flukes where you can go fight on the basis of all of these things. What kind of citizen am I? And am I really a citizen of the United States or of the United States? All States United. And it will sell in a lot of courtrooms. But for the same reason, the Peruvian president had to get rid of the judicial system. It's why you have to get rid of the judicial system. You see, they rule like they want to. And they want to rule in favor of anything that displaces you. So this is all short-lived little things to get you through as far as you can go. But you're going to have to now reconsider some of these steps and see if it is worth it on the other end. They know that they've got to do something about taxes because there's so many unemployed. And they never needed the taxes anyway because everything is debt. Everything is geared to debt. You don't pay taxes to run your government. You pay taxes to pay the bank on interest. And the IRS is the collection agency for that. So you have to really understand the entire system to realize you don't belong in it, and it's not right. And once have asked, you know, one of the best teachers of citizenizing, state citizenizing, becoming a sovereign person, what will happen when these emergency regulations and executive orders come down? And he said, it's time for war. We have to fight. There isn't any recourse to it. Time for war. Well, you do that. They have photon phasers. And they'll just dissolve you. And if you think you're going to take your gun and stand against the photon phasers, you are nuts. You're going to ascend rapidly. And they're waiting for any excuse to do it. So what do these ones do, these patriots? You move into the next phase and you fight through the law as long as you can. And some of you will make it. And certainly you do not run over and play dead, but you do use your head. And you listen to what they're doing, and you'll be willing to change on a day's notice. Maybe yesterday it was okay to do one thing, and today it may behoove you to make another move. If all the banks, and watch them, they just pulled down another major savings and loan in Texas within the last couple of weeks, and guess what? Already, before it was even dead, it was approved. Before this merger between Security Pacific and Bank of America was finalized, they had already made agreements with Bank of America to absorb the valid assets of that savings and loan. And this was a major one in Texas. I think Sun or Sunbelt, something like that, a big one. It isn't Bank of America that is important. It is Bank America, which owns Bank of America and will finally just be Big Mother, because you're coming down to five banks, period. It will behoove you to do business with them, but not a big bunch of business. But you have to know that it will be as secure there as anywhere when the regulations come down. They'll just close the rest or nationalize them. They're just waiting to, you know, to dump the Japanese banks anyway. They're in grave, grave trouble. And you won't even know when some of it happens, just like you didn't know when America First or whatever. Clifford's.
First America. The BCCI.
All of that integrated criminal activity took place. It takes place at a higher level, hidden level, secret level. So if you just stay aware, you will last longer than anybody else. Ones want me to give you the perfect way. And how will I make millions out of this recession? Well, the only ones that are geared to make millions out of this recession will make billions, and it's called elite, E-L-I-T-E. And unless you have your ticket to Australia already, you aren't on their list to make a million. They're going to get yours. And yet there are ways to manage, and it's tedious, and it's a great, great bother. But you'll be pretty secure for a while. But you also have to watch this one. Even those Nevada corporations, they'll end up grandfathering them, you can bet on it, just like the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, way back there at the turn of the century, made a new set of rules for everybody who came after them, and they still operate on rules that are legal only for them. More, please.
Observation of host craft. To me, it appears that there are two important criteria. A, willingness of the host to make themselves visible and seen, and B, the vibrational level of the observer. If B is correct, please tell me how to get the level of awareness necessary to see. I do not ask this as proof for myself, but I believe it may be a criteria for rescue. If I am wrong, please correct me.
No, you're not wrong, but a little bit misinformed. You don't know what you're looking for. On any given night, when you're not covered with clouds, they're there. But you're talking about ships that are large enough to be seen, period. And you'll see them. And more and more and more, they will strobe their lights for you. So it's not a matter of hiding from you. There are some craft that are in your atmosphere that will not make themselves visible for many reasons. One, their own security and yours. Because anytime you are on radio hookup, that can be monitored. Those two are monitored by laser beams and anything piercing the laser beam. And it can be tracked and instant tracking. And your CIA can do it. Most of your CIA can't do it. I take it back, because they are such bumble brains. That's the only thing that saves you, is they're such nitwits. They play such silly, idiotic, crazy, stupid games. I can't say enough bad about them. But they get trained, you see, from the British intelligence. I'm sorry, I'm not able to personally offend John about the British intelligence. But it's uncanny how foolish these games can be. Read what I'm writing on the CIA. It's wonderful. It is entertaining. They really do some crazy nitwit things. And they keep it a secret from each other. How can you have an operation when it's all a secret? Even the name. Your name's a secret, the court name's a secret, nobody knows anything. And yet anybody will do anything they're told to do. Let's go shoot President Kennedy. That's crazy. Look at Watergate. That was insanity. Oh, I can't do this.
You got three more little questions to go.
Well, let's get back to the craft just for a minute. We're out there. Very frequently, I will agree that sometimes you can't tell. And most of the time, if you see specific cloud patterns, that will be an alien craft. Because your turkeys have been able to perfect that vapor shield. And we can't get rid of it. It's incredible contradiction. With our craft, it is very hard. We have to make a special effort to dissolve that vapor shield, that condensation that forms a cloud. And we love, you know, a good rainy day. Well, so do your earthlings. Love a rainy day because you can do all this practicing beyond the clouds and you don't stick out. It's harder on a clear day, and when you see a craft out there on a clear day, very frequently you will also see, after you acknowledge, and this is another way to know that they are acknowledging you, is that they'll sit there for 2 hours, you will simply acknowledge them. This very frequently happens with Dorman Oberle. And in the next 5 minutes, they're gone. Or they'll almost immediately begin to break up. That's confirmation for you. They have to do something. We have to literally do something to require that evaporate. Your craft have not really come that far. They cannot seem to get that down. They can't get the shrouding down. Just look. We're there.
I wanted to be taken off this planet for a long time, even before I knew of the rescue. So here I humbly ask to be rescued.
You've got it.
Different person. Is there any way to tell the difference between tinnitus and the host notifying us of their presence?
Yes. Most of the communications coming through will be heard in the head, not really in the ears. And one's hearing this will automatically think their ears are ringing. So be careful and assume anymore that it probably has nothing to do with your ears. Because when you literally go to a doctor, he can't find a flaming thing wrong with your ears. He will usually give you something which deadens everything between your ears and rarely helps the problem. When you pass through this belt, and now we've already discussed it, you will be hearing more and more and more humming. And you're going to get more and more of those electronic, steady beam sounds in your head because you have a very active bunch of idiots playing with your grid. And they're practicing, they're playing with these beams at different arcs. Angles, and so you're under attack is what it is.
it won't. This is Site B of tape number 3.
Then you have Henry Kissinger. This man was in the KGB. This man is not a doctor of anything. Dr. Kissinger. He's the most vile, evil man around. But somebody gave him some honorary degrees and called him doctor, and you all hang on what he says like it's important. The man can't even speak. The man has no manners. If he comes into a meeting and someone has already sat down in his chair, he will pout and have a tantrum like a baby. And then he may or may not stay for the meeting, depending on how much the intruder grovels. This is what runs your world. Let's go on to another question. Some of them upset me.
I'm trying to find out just what the asteroid scare is all about. I don't believe for a minute that they just got a WAG about protecting the planet.
Something I didn't tell you. You don't think that's possible, do you? As you move into this photon belt, several things happen. And when the prophecies speak of all the stars fell and the sky was no more, obviously the night sky filled with stars are not visible in the daylight hours when the sun is shining. But as these photons congregate, etc., it will be as if the entire of the sky and the star system is falling. So this is anticipated, and ones do not know where those particles are going to end up. And they know that this is going to come into your vision. So what are they going to call it? To put you at rest, that they have it under control. We will send out missiles, we will do whatever, and we'll shoot all these falling stars down. Well, won't that help? Then you can be sure they're going to fall on you. But this is what all this hoopla is about. And you see, something else is as you are pulled, brought closer into the Pleiades cycling orbiting system, you are not seeing planets and stars moving into your system. You hot dog are moving upward into theirs, into higherness, into a more orderly, better, higher expansion, if you will. It's going to be a great day. A lot of you will truly, truly find this delightful.
Is there any possibility of a mass hypnosis persuasion technique being aired through TV?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Constantly. For years.
I don't mean by the programs. Those are bad enough, but through some other means. I ask because of the number of people addicted to TV.
It's all the same. Through the programs, through the music, through everything they do. Subliminal, everything. Colors, everything is geared for purpose to impact you.
Hey,
for
the news.
But you have to watch the news to know what's going on by what they don't tell you and just observe. Ones think that they can get away without watching the news. It's depressing. Not if you watch it right. And how would you know if you never turn on the news that there was an earthquake to the south and one to the north? You can learn incredible amounts if you just watch and know what is happening. Once again, just to watch isn't going to do anything. You're going to have to read up and study up so that you know what you're seeing. That's what is meant. The truth will set you free. You cannot be hypnotized unless you allow it.
I don't have the resources to build a shelter for my family, but on the slim chance it occurs, how long should I plan to go underground? Furthermore, what effects will radiated water, food have, and when will it be safe to drink or eat surface stuff?
That absolutely depends on what happens and where you are. And for ones who can't really afford anything, I suggest that from your government each year or each couple of years, they update. Now, I don't tell you this, but you can get a manual from your government on how to survive atomic war. And I mean, it's like updated this year. What does that tell you? Why are they inventing all these nice new toys if they never plan to use them? They plan to use them. And there are many things you can do with newspapers. It is impossible to tell without waiting to see what kind of radiation. A hole in the ground is still the best. But it absolutely depends on the location.
Pole shift. How long will this take? And is it a physical movement of the earth or a reversal of the magnetic fields?
No. The magnetic fields reverse and you really don't even notice the difference. Now don't go out there and say, but my compass says. A pole shift happens a lot of times, regularly. And there is, what did I say, a polar magnetic. And you literally perceive some changes and there will be other signs and clues. A pole shift is absolutely a physical turning. And that makes a lot of difference. You're going to have it turn. Water seeks its lowest place, and you have floods. And therefore, that which was under the sea would come up.
But Tom, when you say that that it will turn, will it take, is the probability that it will take 5 seconds, or 5 weeks, or 5 years?
Oh. I would guess when it goes, it will go like in 5 seconds. You see, it's already slipping. The Brotherhood has been balancing your pole. Space Command, and this was literally ones from other places in the universe and not Pleiades, because this was somewhere where they could fill a need. And it still came under the command of what we will just refer to as Earth Project. But there was a ring. It would look, if you could look from outer space, like a string of pearls, just one right after the other of spacecraft of large size, with nothing but generators focusing energy on both ends of your poles and around your equator. In March, I believe it was, like in 1989 maybe, I can't keep track of your time system, but along about in there, we were required to remove the stabilization, which we were just holding your fault lines, the San Andreas. And we were granted permission to do that because we needed to establish our thrust here. And the higher order, the councils, if you will, make these special dispensations because there's a great, great force and counterforce at play here that I'm not going to speak of this afternoon. But we needed stability, and we were allowed that. But for, oh, good 3 years, 3.5 years, you've had some isolated stabilization of the fault lines, depending on the level of devastation that could be expected. And you got in there pretty soon your own manual bunch, which I call the adversarial forces, which would try to hold it, stabilize it with their own energy shield or system until it could be pulled off at a more appropriate time. So basically, we of the command were ordered to withdraw our manipulation, if you will, of the fault lines about 3 years ago, and we did that. At the same time, the supporting system of craft around your equator was removed. There was still the ability to help keep the poles as you were going through some of these impacting cycles. And on the chance that you would have atomic energy bursts, which would do something like ignite that radioactive belt, which would put heat. And boy, those ice caps are really going to go then. And the water will throw you so off balance. In fact, you are so off balance that you have already shifted. But you will shift at least another 13 degrees, and that will be instant. And that will be to put out fires, to put out, that's for many reasons. And it will not be that anybody will shift you, it will be a release of the stabilization.
As a naturalized citizen, I take it that my status with the government in regards to constitutional rights is slightly different than native-born citizens, specifically taxes. Can you tell me where I can get info about my status?
Well, it shouldn't be regarding taxes. They will tell you that it is, but taxes are illegal. And if you have become a citizen, then it should be valid, any of the laws in the Constitution. But what you have done is become a citizen of that legislative government instead of basically a citizen of a state. You see, when you take your nationalization oaths, you are nationalizing to this federal government, basically. So yes, it's different. You could also petition, though, on the basis of the fact that if you have been allowed to come here and become a citizen, you should have every right under the Constitution as an equal citizen. The Constitution, unfortunately, used the wrong words and seriously isolate some groups. When you take that 14th Amendment, for instance, and you go back to the original Constitution, there literally was an evil element, and I don't, you know, we can argue it from now until the earth turns. But already on your place, there was total imperfection, no matter how much help you had. And you had an elite group from England over here writing your constitution, basically, and you have white man's rights. Literally. W-H-I-T-E. So when we talk about needing to do something about your Constitution, oh yes, sirree, there needs to be a lot of things done about the Constitution, because when you talk about 14th Amendment citizens, you are talking about white males. And the way the laws are written, you are singled out. You really are. But there is good news for you, bad news for the rest of you. When the emergency regulations come down, it's on everybody, and it doesn't matter what is right, what is wrong. You will abide by what they tell you to do, unlawful or not. And that's why it doesn't do any good to go off and become a citizen of California. When the regulations come down, you will have just set yourself up as a target. You will not get any rights. They can single you out. You stick out like a sore thumb. You won't even be allowed in the soup lines. They will say, you are not a citizen. You didn't pay taxes, out. You made a big thing of it, in fact. And you will be made an example of to the rest of the people. And everybody will wish they hadn't done that. And some of the services that have not been able to see through that yet are doing a great disservice. There are still flukes where you can go fight on the basis of all of these things. What kind of citizen am I? And am I really a citizen of the United States or of the United States? All States United. And it will sell in a lot of courtrooms. But for the same reason, the Peruvian president had to get rid of the judicial system is why you have to get rid of the judicial system. You see, they rule like they want to. And they want to rule in favor of anything that displaces you. So this is all short-lived little things to get you through as far as you can go. But you're going to have to now reconsider some of these steps and see if it is worth it on the other end. They know that they've got to do something about taxes because there's so many unemployed. And they never needed the taxes anyway because everything is debt. Everything is geared to debt. You don't pay taxes to run your government. You pay taxes to pay the bank on interest. And the IRS is the collection agency for that. So you have to really understand the entire system to realize you don't belong in it, and it's not right. And once have asked, you know, one of the best teachers of citizenizing, state citizenizing, becoming a sovereign person, what will happen when these emergency regulations and executive orders come down? And he said, it's time for war. We have to fight. There isn't any recourse to it. It's time for war. Well, you do that. They have photon phasers. And they'll just dissolve you. And if you think you're going to take your gun and stand against the photon phasers, you are nuts. You're going to ascend rapidly. And they're waiting for any excuse to do it. So what do these ones do, these patriots? You move into the next phase and you fight through the law as long as you can. And some of you will make it. And certainly you do not run over and play dead, but you do use your head. And you listen to what they're doing, and you'll be willing to change on a day's notice. Maybe yesterday it was okay to do one thing, and today it may behoove you to make another move. if all the banks, and watch them, they just pulled down another major savings and loan in Texas within the last couple of weeks, and guess what? Already, before it was even dead, it was approved. Before this merger between Security Pacific and Bank of America was finalized, they had already made agreements with Bank of America to absorb the valid assets of that savings and loan. And this was a major one in Texas. I think Sun or Sunbelt, something like that, a big one. It isn't Bank of America that is important. It is Bank America, which owns Bank of America and will finally just be Big Mother, because you're coming down to five banks, period. It will behoove you to do business with them, but not a big bunch of business. But you have to know that it will be as secure there as anywhere when the regulations come down. They'll just close the rest or nationalize them. They're just waiting to, you know, to dump the Japanese banks anyway. They're in grave, grave trouble. And you won't even know when some of it happens, just like you didn't know when America First or whatever. Clifford's.
First America. The BCCI.
All of that integrated criminal activity took place. It takes place at a higher level, hidden level, secret level. So if you just stay aware, you will last longer than anybody else. Ones want me to give you the perfect way. And how will I make millions out of this recession? Well, the only ones that are geared to make millions out of this recession will make billions, and it's called elite, E-L-I-T-E. And unless you have your ticket to Australia already, you aren't on their list to make a million. They're going to get yours. And yet there are ways to manage, and it's tedious, and it's a great, great bother. But you'll be pretty secure for a while. But you also have to watch this one. Even those Nevada corporations, they'll end up grandfathering them. You can bet on it, just like the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, way back there at the turn of the century, made a new set of rules for everybody who came after them, and they still operate on rules that are legal only for them. More, please.
Observation of host craft. To me, it appears that there are two important criteria. A, willingness of the host to make themselves visible and seen, and B, the vibrational level of the observer. If B is correct, please tell me how to get the level of awareness necessary to see. I do not ask this as proof for myself, but I believe it may be a criteria for rescue. If I am wrong, please correct me.
No, you're not wrong, but a little bit misinformed. You don't know what you're looking for. On any given night, when you're not covered with clouds, they're there. But you're talking about ships that are large enough to be seen, period. And you'll see them. And more and more and more, they will strobe their lights for you. So it's not a matter of hiding from you. There are some craft that are in your atmosphere that will not make themselves visible for many reasons. One, their own security and yours. Because anytime you are on radio hookup, that can be monitored. Those two are monitored by laser beams and anything piercing the laser beam. And it can be tracked and instant tracking. And your CIA can do it. most of your CIA can't do it. I take it back, because they are such bumble brains. That's the only thing that saves you, is they're such nitwits. They play such silly, idiotic, crazy, stupid games. I can't say enough bad about them. But they get trained, you see, from the British intelligence. I'm sorry, I'm not able to personally offend John about the British intelligence. But it's uncanny how foolish these games can be. Read what I'm writing on the CIA. It's wonderful. It is entertaining. They really do some crazy nitwit things. And they keep it a secret from each other. How can you have an operation when it's all a secret? Even the name. Your name's a secret. The court name's a secret. Nobody knows anything. And yet anybody will do anything they're told to do. Let's go shoot President Kennedy. That's crazy. Look at Watergate. That was insanity. Oh, I can't do this.
You got three more little questions to go.
Well, let's get back to the craft just for a minute. We're out there. Very frequently, I will agree that sometimes you can't tell. And most of the time, if you see specific cloud patterns, that will be an alien craft. Because your turkeys have been able to perfect that vapor shield. And we can't get rid of it. It's an incredible contradiction. With our craft, it is very hard. We have to make a special effort to dissolve that vapor shield, that condensation that forms a cloud. And we love, a good rainy day. Well, so do your earthlings. Love rainy day, because you can do all this practicing beyond the clouds and you don't stick out. It's harder on a clear day, and when you see a craft out there on a clear day, very frequently you will also see, after you acknowledge, and this is another way to know that they are acknowledging you, is that they'll sit there for 2 hours, you will simply acknowledge them. This very frequently happens with Dorman Oberle. And in the next 5 minutes, they're gone. Or they'll almost immediately begin to break up. That's confirmation for you. They have to do something. We have to literally do something to require that evaporate. Your craft have not really come that far. They cannot seem to get that down. They can't get the shrouding down. Just look. We're there.
I wanted to be taken off this planet for a long time, even before I knew of the rescue. So here I humbly ask to be rescued.
You've got it.
Different person. Is there any way to tell the difference between tinnitus and the host notifying us of their presence?
Yes. Most of the communications coming through will be heard in the head, not really in the ears. And one's hearing this will automatically think their ears are ringing. So be careful, and assume anymore that it probably has nothing to do with your ears, because when you literally go to a doctor, he can't find a flaming thing wrong with your ears. He will usually give you something which deadens everything between your ears and rarely helps the problem. When you pass through this belt, and now we've already discussed it, you will be hearing more and more and more humming. and you're going to get more and more of those electronic steady beam sounds in your head because you have a very active bunch of idiots playing with your grid. And they're practicing, they're playing with these beams at different arc angles. And so you're under attack is what it is. You're warned.